from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome into another off-season edition of Spits and Suds, and a busy off-season it is. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and thank you for sticking with us this off-season on Spits and Suds. Very excited to bring on the latest article from the Dallas Morning News. What are the Dallas Stars' top needs to address in 2024 NHL free agency? You know she's one of our Spits and Suds favorites. It's Leah Simakopoulos. How are you, Leah?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great. We were just talking offline. No breaks for Leah. No breaks. She's too popular with these Dallas Stars fans.
Oh, breaks don't exist in hockey, please.
You know, you're right. It is interesting. They're kind of like forming into an NFL where this silly season seems to start earlier and run later, and next thing you know, you have rookie mini camps, and then you have training camp right around the corner. So they are making it a 365-day, at least in the news, sport.
They really are. I mean, the fact that the draft is Friday and the season ended last night, I mean, that's a quick turnaround, and then you're into free agency, and yeah, as you said, it's a busy off season, and September 18th and training camp will be here right before we know it.
Why was I sitting on the edge of my couch nervous and my heart beating fast when I didn't care who won last night?
I felt the same way.
Okay, good. Just,
I personally did not care at all who won, but just the fact that it was game 7, and you know, I've covered a game 7 now, and I remember how I felt doing that. And this just kind of brought back some bad memories of sitting there anxiously in that press box watching that Vegas game.
Yeah, I did make the comment last night. I did a podcast after the game, and I said the Florida Panthers won, but also the NHL won last night. I really felt as though like the passive hockey fan got to really take in a game 7 of the Stanley Cup final and say, wow, that was exciting.
100%. That's all you can hope for. I mean, that a game 7, especially when both the NBA finals and the NHL finals start 3-0, you figure, oh, you know, this is going to be a blowout. It's going to be sweeps. And then, you know, the Mavs ended in one way, but the NHL certainly gave us something to keep watching. So it was fun. It was a good final, 2 good teams. And yeah, I really think both deserved it.
So I want everyone to go read Leah's recent article, and I want to read a quote that you were given. Once again, go to the Dallas Morning News and support Leah. You can also find her on Twitter. Stars GM Jim Nill talking to you guys. Moving forward right now, as I go through with the draft and free agency, really it's just trying to keep the team together. That's my first job. And then how can I get better from there? I think that quote kind of, I don't want to say took Stars fans by surprise, but I think they were expecting maybe the band to change a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that when you, I mean, they have a lot of 600 restricted free agents. So, And I think when you look at who the free agents are, you know, it seems like Matt Duchene is someone that they're going to want to keep around. It seems like Scott Wedgwood is an easy decision to keep around. Chris Tanev, they would love to keep around. And that's half of them right there. So, and, you know, I think it's maybe some of the smaller pieces that are going to change. I think some of your depth forwards, maybe, you know, we don't know what the future is with Yanni Hakanpaa, some players like that. But besides Joe Pavelski, I see it as it's going to be somewhat similar. And you bring in Maverick Bork. So there, you know, there's obviously some changes. It's not going to be the same team, but I think, you know, you look at last year's team versus this year's team. Last year's team makes the Western Conference Finals, but they weren't a Stanley Cup contender. I mean, they get that far, but they really didn't feel like it. But this year, you know, I think that they were. And when I spoke with Jim Neal yesterday, he said, you know, I look back at the Edmonton series, and in, I guess it was game four, you know, we're up 2-0. If we score one more goal there, we go up, you know, 3-1 in that series, and maybe we win, and then we're in the Stanley Cup final. It felt like even though the Stars kind of lost control, they, you know, they had what it took to win this year. So I understand not wanting to get rid of what they had, because I think it was a winning recipe in a lot of ways. It just, you know, it's the playoffs and things don't always work out your way.
Did he talk, or has he ever talked about, because a lot of Stars fans will come at me and they'll say, Gavin, we should buy out Ryan Suter and Radek Foxa. You know, both have 1 year left, and it seems as though Jim Neal and staff wants to finish out those contracts without any kind of buyout.
Yeah, I mean, I see that all over Twitter, people constantly saying that. I didn't talk with him about it specifically, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think there was a lot of discussion last offseason about buying out Ryan Suter. And if it was going to happen, I think it would have happened last year and not this year. Because, frankly, like, Ryan Suter didn't have a bad year.
No, he did have a good year. You're right.
Yeah, as much as people want to, you know, complain about him, and I understand he's expensive, and I understand that he's old, but, you know, I think he was really solid for the regular season, and it was really just late in the playoffs that he, you know, wasn't his best. But neither was Joe Pavelski, neither was Matt Duchene, neither was, you know, Tyler Seguin or any of the veteran guys. Like, I don't think that it's necessarily fair to say, you know, he didn't look good in the last three games against Edmonton, so we got to buy him out. You know, I don't think Suter's going anywhere. And Faxa was a player that I was curious around the trade deadline. Like, you know, I think that he has a lot more potential to be, you know, a pretty solid third line forward or fourth line forward in another team that could use him. And, you know, this year he was a healthy scratch more often than he had been in the past. So, and he's, you know, I think he's got like a 3 point something cap hit. Like, it's not cheap either.
Right.
But I also think that Jim Neal has a lot of loyalty to his people. And, you know, Fax has been here, I think, his whole career. He's, you know, has a family here. And I think that's one thing about Dallas that the players love being here, is because of the type of people that run this organization. And Jim Neal is, as much as he is a great GM and a good businessman, he's not just going to cut people loose like for no reason unless he really has to. So it'll be interesting to see, but I'm personally not expecting anyone to be bought out, which of course then makes things much more difficult in trying to re-sign guys like Chris Tanev. Because obviously if you had the space from Ryan Suter's contract, that would be, you know, that could be all you need, but it doesn't look like that's what's going to happen. But, you know, I could be wrong. We'll see. But I'm not really expecting that.
When he talks about trying to bring everyone back, I wonder also if, did he mention Sam Steele and the Thomas Harley restricted free agent contracts? Interesting as well.
Yeah, he spoke a little bit about Thomas Harley and spoke kind of about all of those guys without speaking about them directly, saying that there's guys that are due for raises. And, you know, Thomas Harley is, well, he's, you know, he's exceeded all expectations very early on in his career. So, you know, I think Sam Steele, Craig Smith, some of those, I see them, some of those fourth line forwards as maybe, you know, more interchangeable. Steele being a restricted free agent, probably more likely to come back. But, you know, Thomas Harley is someone that I imagine them wanting to do whatever they can to keep, as, you know, highly sought after as, you know, he may be throughout his career. You know, he was a first round draft pick. They've done a pretty good job lately with their first round draft picks, keeping them and growing them. And Ty Dellandrea was the first one in a while to now head elsewhere. But yeah, I mean, there's that's kind of what Jim Knoll was saying. It's tough because he's got a limited cap space. There's about $16 million to work with for 10 roster spots. Oof. And there's guys that are due for raises. So it's tough, but he's done it before. So we'll see if he can do a third GM of the year caliber offseason.
Well, one of the things I really liked about your article as well is he went into the Liam Bixel situation and talked about Bixel and his development.
Yeah. Yeah, he's I spoke with him about both Maverick Bourque and Bixel, and I think, you know, Bourque, it's pretty obvious he's going to be on the roster next year. They need him after Joe Pavelski's supposedly going to be gone. Bixel, I think you know, Jim Knoll said that he was almost going to play in a playoff game this year. Like, I think that's something that we kind of forget about because Tanev ended up being healthy. But when he was hurt there in the middle of the Edmonton series, Bixel was told that he needs to be ready to play. So, you know, they were prepared to go to this 19, 20 year old kid who had played like half a season in the AHL. So, you know, Knoll said it's going to depend on how the offseason goes. It's going to depend on how he shows up in camp. And it's also probably going to depend on what they do in the next, you know, week or so here with guys like Lundqvist and Hakanpää. But that's, you know, that's their weakest position still. They need, you know, more right-handed defensemen. And right now, the only right defenseman on their right side that they have, you know, under contract is Miro Heiskanen, who's not even a right-handed defenseman.
Yeah,
so,
good point.
Which is pretty crazy. So, you know, I think if it's not this year, it's next year. Maybe it's in the middle of the season, but Knoll said that he's really been impressed with Bixel and that he exceeded expectations. So maybe it's his time.
And not to give the future articles away, but you do have an article coming out in the Dallas Morning News about some possible free agent targets that could be on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So that's what I'm working on now. I mean, from my perspective, it feels like the best free agent target is the one that they had in their locker room this year, and it's Chris Tanev. But I saw some reports that William Carrier with Vegas, yep, their fourth line forward, is someone that the Stars have maybe been interested in. So that would be interesting. And, you know, there are some other right-handed defensemen out there that may be more affordable than Tanev. So we'll see. But I find it tough to predict those things. It felt like at the trade deadline, it was very obvious Chris Tanev was the guy. But, you know, if they can re-sign Tanev, then they might not need to go get anyone else. So I guess we'll just have to see what they can accomplish between now and Monday.
Yeah, Sean Shapiro and I were talking last week about trading Ty Dellandrea, how it was felt as though it was more of a salary move. That is your slot that you can put Maverick Bourque in. But one of the things that I thought of, and granted he was healthy scratched a lot, was really felt as though he was that energy when they needed it. And watching Stanley Cup Game 7 last night, I thought Florida really came out and was extremely physical on Edmonton. And I look at a guy like Kyle Okposo, who gets inserted into the lineup, and he's physical. And then I look at Vegas the year prior and how physical they were at times. And then Colorado won the cup the year prior, and they picked up Manson from Anaheim, and he's a physical defenseman. And that's an area that, you know, I hate to go old school, but Leah, I just feel as though a little bit more physicality, and maybe Bixel's that guy, but wanted to get your thoughts. And if Jim Knoll had mentioned that about maybe improving their size.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I thought about that a lot in the playoffs, and Stars fans aren't going to like to hear this, but I think that's where you need a Yanni Hakanpää. I'm not to say that, you know, Yanni Hakanpää was perfect at all by any means this year, but they were missing that physicality. And that's why they went with Petrovic instead of Nils Lundqvist, that especially when you get to, you might not need that physicality all year. And the Stars kind of got away with not being a very physical team throughout the regular season and relying more on skill, but I think in the playoffs you need to have a balance. And Vegas was a very physical team, and they got out muscled in a lot of the series that they played, even against Edmonton. So I think that's a good point, and probably is an area that they need to address. I think Bixel, with his size, and I think they expect him to fill in that role if Hakanpää isn't around. But yeah, I think that probably is an area that's lacking, and one that they should look into this offseason.
Well, your article is getting a lot of attention, so congrats on that. And then you just released the Stanley Cup odds, and Dallas Stars are co-favorites with the Florida Panthers.
Not that means anything, but the team that won the cup less than 24 hours ago, it's probably a pretty good spot to be in, the exact same spot as they are. And there's no other team that's been to the Western Conference Finals twice in the last 2 years besides those two. So it feels like Florida got their ring, and maybe the Stars are up next.
All right, quick question before we let you go. Jim Nill, obviously, talking about the offseason and everything. Just recently, we were talking about a kind of an exit strategy for Jim Nill. Has he brought that up as far as, his chair and the future of his chair? And, it seems as though he wants to stay in, and, everything's just kind of business as usual.
Yeah, he hasn't brought that up at all. I that's a it's a good question, and I think that there is. I know other teams have kind of thought through their exit strategies with their GMs, and I think there are plans for the Stars. And I think they've got two really great assistant GMs in Mark Janko and Scott White, and I think those are that they seem to be in line. If and when Jim moves on, but he's won GM of the Year in back-to-back years, and he seems to be still, making aggressive moves. And I don't think his time is up quite yet, but I don't know. But I think he's really proven a lot in the last couple of years. People always knew that he was great, but I think Stars fans should want to keep him around as long as they can.
I mean, when you look at the recent history of draft picks and then the draft this weekend. And it's one of those things similar to baseball. I mean, obviously the NBA and NFL, you see these kids more in college, and unless you're a top pick in the NHL, all of a sudden you're throwing all these highlights to kind of say, and everyone's going to look good, in highlights. So it's interesting, but you look at the hit record of Jim Nill and his staff recently, quite impressive when you look at Wyatt Johnston, Maverick Bourque, Logan Stankoven, Jake
Jake
Ottinger,
Ottinger, yeah,
Robertson,
Miro Heiskanen.
Roope Hintz, and
Yeah,
I mean,
Robin.
we talk about free agency, but really this is a ground up built team.
It is. And I actually am writing about the draft too later this week. I spoke with Jim about that as well. And he said that he feels like that's his philosophy. You have to build in the draft, and if you don't, it's going to catch up to you. And he made a really good point of, we're able to get guys like Chris Tanev and Matt Duchene because we have so many people on empty and on entry level contracts. They paid Wyatt Johnston like $800,000 this year for to be their leading goal scorer. So I think it's working for them. And I mean, they've gotten really, whether it's luck, whether it's skill, it's a combination of both. But yeah, that 2017 draft, the 2021 draft, so far it's all really been panning out for them. So I think yes, your whoever gets drafted on Friday probably aren't going to see them for a couple of years in Dallas, but I think they're going to be a player to keep an eye on, because you look at the last 6 years of what they've done in the draft, and all of those players have either already made the roster or are probably months away from doing so. So I think that's definitely pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. It's we'll see this weekend, and one of the things we have to remind is like cap space, but you do have to re-sign Thomas Harley. And do you do a short-term kind of bridge contract like Jake Ottinger did, or do you go long-term with Harley? And then Jamie Benn's money's up next year, but guess who else is a restricted free agent? Wyatt Johnston. So you have to conserve. And those are the things Jim Nill has to think about, not just as far as this offseason, but off seasons to come.
Yeah, I think that's that's what makes someone successful in the role that he's in. You can't just think about this year and hope that this is the year you win and then it doesn't matter from there. And that he always seems to be someone who's thinking 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. And that's, you know, that's what he has to do. So, yeah, I mean, he's in a tough situation. And I even felt that when I spoke with him yesterday, you could tell that he, you know, he said, like, I'm not loving the numbers that I'm seeing. And you can't blame him for that. But I mean, after what he orchestrated with the Tanev deal at the trade deadline and the way that he managed to get him for basically nothing, you know, that made me feel like Jim Neal can find a way to do it again. So we'll have to see what he can do this time around.
So kudos once again, Leah Simakopoulos, getting the Jim Neal conversation. You can check this out in the Dallas Morning News. You should follow Leah at Lassie Mack, LassieMack on Twitter. We are always appreciative. She shows up on Spits and Suds. Leah was flight delays going to Edmonton and other places. What was car accident too? It's just, but you made it and you still covered the team.
Quite the experience.
Yeah.
But no, finally back in Dallas now for at least the foreseeable future.
And don't take this the wrong way. I feel like you've been covering this team for years and you're a badass and we appreciate you on Spits and Suds.
Thank you. Always fun to hop on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Leah Simakopoulos. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Have a great day, everyone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.